This is Press Conference Extra. I am Andy Heaton, joined once again by Neil Jones and Neil Atkinson to look forward to the Carabao Cup final upcoming on Sunday, nearly said Friday then, against Chelsea. This morning, Pep Linders held the press conference before the final. It's fair to say that quite a bit to say, as per usual. Maybe give away a few things that he shouldn't. Finally got some timelines on injuries and stuff. So, you know, it was...
I like him, and I understand why some people would be a bit like, oh, you know, I'm not quite sure. What I like about him is I do like that I think he's just very, very... He tries to be very direct in the way in which he communicates, and he's trying to say exactly what he thinks. And I think that, if anything, you therefore just get a bit more of an insight. There's not a lot of sort of caginess, and he'll disappear down some sort of blind alley of chat. But within that, it contains loads and loads of things that I think are really insightful about what they're talking about internally. I think he's very much a man who, first and foremost, and I think this is my main thing with him, and the reason why I like him, is I think that at core, he's got a genuine philosophical outlook as to what he's trying to do. And then within that, I think he very much creates with Jurgen and with the fellow coaches and subsumes the messages that they're trying to put in. And so what you therefore get to hear when he speaks, because I think Jurgen does it from time to time, but when Pep speaks, you get to hear the messages that they're saying all the time, every single day, to all the players, because he's got them. They're at the forefront of his mind. It's the first thing he thinks about when he wakes up. You know, you get the impression it's in his book, but you get the impression when you listen to him speak, he's obsessed with the idea of coaching. He's obsessed with the idea of developing people, obsessed with the idea of developing footballers. So it's at the forefront of his mind, the way in which he goes about his business and the way in which he says everything that he says. That is what they're saying internally, and I think that it's just dead interesting, because I think that Jurgen doesn't want to say everything that they're necessarily saying internally. And also, he's got a different set of internally, arguably, to Pep Linders. The job is just a little bit different because of what Jurgen has to face, whereas with Pep, I think you get very much this is what we are putting forward, this is what we think about football, this is what we think about our young players, this is what we think about our experienced players, this is what we were trying to achieve this season, and that's it. And then he'll say it again, and because that's all he's thinking, and he's thinking it all the time. And I think that he's like Jurgen, I think he's very much in the moment, but his moment's different to Jurgen's moment. And I think you get a real insight into that's what they're all walking into today in training. They're getting him and he's talking like that
but you have to see that's why he's only going to be an assistant manager for Liverpool. I think you see why he could never be Liverpool's manager.
I'm saying, imagine those half times.
Yeah, he could
not
be.
You know what I mean? In a serious point,
unless he changes, he could not be Liverpool's manager, because he's too blue sky. I think that's what comes down to, and I think you have to have that pragmatism to be a real top level manager. And maybe he'll learn that, and maybe that he'll discover that